Patton.
Yay! Yay! I am going horribly today, guys. There's no Jade. No Jade. Which means no banter, no fun stuff. Hey, no. It's me. There's gotta be fun stuff, and I'm a narcissist to boot, so you know it's gonna be fun stuff involving me and my wonderful guest. I gotta remember my wonderful guest. Anyway, you guys, I am one of the 13 ladies that have written wonderful, awesome, great books. Wrong adjective rant. Jade normally always does it for the ladies. I'm going to do it for the books because, as I said, narcissistic. Anyway, first book is And I Thought Divorce Was Bad. Second book is And I Thought Being Grown Up Was Easy. Third book is And I Thought I Could Juggle It All. And look, you guys, I got it the right side up. Woo-hoo! The fourth book is And I Thought I Did My Journey Alone, But Hey, It Sold Out. Thank you, you guys. We sincerely appreciate it. And so do all of the charities that we support, which I'll talk about in a minute. And the last book is And I Thought I Had It All Figured Out. Yes, you guys, Hollywood, if you're out there, this beautiful, cute face, minus the lipstick and the horribly done nails, needs her own television show, her own scripted show. Get actors, make them say the lines exactly as written because it's perfect. I do joke on that behalf. It's not that perfect. Anyway, we also have, if you go to our books are sold at Amazon.com, BarnesandNobles.com, and AndWeThought.com. If you go to AndWeThought.com, go to the ladies page, go all the way down to the tippity bottom. Yeah, tippity bottom is a thing. Don't worry about it. And there's the charities that we support. So please, you guys, support them. They're wonderful causes, amazing causes. Also, we all have our own television show. My favorite thing to say. My own reality TV show on Channel 18. And you can watch it on Amazon. It's called Just Writin, WRITIN Life. So watch that. Oh, I would forget to introduce myself, which I've already done. Oopsie. But I have a wonderful guest today. So, wonderful guest, would you mind introducing yourself? Tell us a little bit about your book.
I would love to. Yes, I would love to. Thank you so much. Hey, guys, my name is Jamie Engel. I'm an award-winning author here in Florida on the Space Coast. I write mostly young adult spec fiction. Here is my first book. It's kind of a Harry Potter meets Percy Jackson, if you need something to compare it to. This is about a boy from my town. He goes back in time, and he saves some princes from their mean uncle. And because of that, it does deal with bullying. So this book has opened up so many doors to me to go into schools and talk to kids about bullying and the power of their words. So if you're a teacher, call me. My next book that just came out recently is called The Toilet Papers, Places to Go While You Go. This is a short story collection, and it's endorsed by Squatty Potty. And if you don't know them, you have got to go on YouTube and check out Squatty Potty Uniform. You will laugh. This came about. This is just a collection of my short stories, and they're separated by word counts. So if you only have to go a little, I got stories under 1,000 words. They're going to be a while. There's 5,000 plus stories in this thing. Finally, my last book to share.
I didn't have an answer. I'm sorry.
No, you're cool. We'll come back. Just to have something different, this is a book I wrote. It's a nonfiction book. It's a teaching book on how to write your novel using the Bible. It goes through every chapter of Genesis, and I pulled out different writing techniques from each one. It's just a different way to look at writing and maybe a different way to study the Bible if you're into that. And finally, the product of the day. This is called Wick Books. These are candles that are storybook scented. So this is called Drop Water. Smell it.
It smells delicious.
It's kind of like a, thank you. It's like caramel, sort of scented, a little cream and sugar. And it's based off of a magical drink from one of my books. And all of my books have a Wick Book to go. Wow. That's me. Thanks for having me.
It is awesome to have you here. And before I get into serious things like anti-bullying and all that loveliness, I have to ask, how did you come up with your second book? Because that is a serious departure from anti-bullying to stories mm-hmm. while you go.
Listen, it's my short stories, and they've all been published in anthologies, but then I got the rights back, and I thought, who's going to read Jamie Engel's short stories when no one knows me? Stephen King can sell short story books, but not me. So I thought, how am I going to do this? And then I was in the bathroom one day, and I was reading my bathroom book, and I didn't remember where I was in the story, so I thought, oh, there it is. If I have a short story collection separated by word count to match your bathroom needs, then you can read it, and maybe I can get Squatty Potty to endorse it, and that actually worked. So,
so awesome.
That's it. That's it.
Awesome.
Of nothing happening, I realized that the book was about bullying because my kid was bullied. Pulled him out of school. We did homeschool for a few years, and that's when I came up with the idea. So once I picked up on the fact that I didn't just write a fiction book, I actually wrote a mission statement hidden in a fiction book. Then everything opened up and became clear, and the branding just kind of followed suit. And that's when I started talking to kids in schools.
Okay, that is awesome. So, like, I know for us, you're probably not familiar with our work at all. Right.
Well, I mean, I looked you guys up, of course, after you reached out to me, so that's how familiar I am.
People really do that?
heck yeah.
Great, so you knew you were coming on a silly show. This is awesome.
Yes.
So anyway, our first couple of books, actually the majority of our books, deal somewhat with, like, domestic abuse. So, like, when you said that about, like, writing and it ends up being, like, a mission statement, I seriously did not see it. I was like, it's just a book about, you know, finding life. And then people got a hold of a shiner. I don't know what happened, but we, you know, we just end up everywhere about talking about abuse. And now we work with advocacy groups. It's weird. So, like, when you started with the anti-bullying thing, and then after you recognized you did the mission statement, how did you feel about, like, people asking you to go out and, like, you know, speak in classrooms or stuff like that? Like, recognizing you are now one of the voices for a cause.
Yeah, it's really humbling and honoring because, you know, when you have a kid come up to you and ask you, you know, I have these friends and I thought they were my friends and now one of them is teasing me, what do I do? And having to, on the spot, give them life-changing advice, you know, you have to get out of yourself and you have to be like, God, just give me your word. I don't want to screw this kid up. I got my own to screw up. I don't want to screw up strangers. So it's been interesting.
It is. And I'm sorry that we're ranting and just going on about this. And I promise we're going to get off of this. But anyway, I find it weird because when people find out, like, what we've written and then, like, how we're, like, advocates. Actually, we have an advocate award. Like, when they find this out, that you always hear people that walk up to you and they tell you their story.
Yes.
When you hear the stories, first of all, like, for domestic abuse ones, it kind of crushes your heart. And then they're like, well, what should I do? Or what have I done? Or I'm currently in a situation and I recognize it. And you recognize that this is someone's life hanging in the balance.
Right.
I mean, for you, you have someone's future. I have the,
sure.
the life.
Totally different.
And no, they're both, I think yours is more responsible. Crying out loud. I mean, we can all remember our bullies. Like,
right. Absolutely.
Exactly. So it's just, sometimes it's amazing recognizing how powerful words can be. And then when we wrote them down, I don't think we thought that they would have that kind of power.
No. I don't think you can. And that's really what my presentation is about. Is as an author, we create these worlds that are so real that you feel like you're there. And, you know, lucky for JK, she got that world in reality. But, you know, so if that's the case, then your words can tear people down and destroy them just as easily. So that's kind of the mission statement.
Yeah. Okay. Completely getting off the serious thing because for crying out loud, this is a silly show.
Silly. Toilet paper.
Exactly. There you go. Just throw toilet paper out there and you're good to go. Okay. I want to go back to, actually, I don't even want to go back. I want to go in a new direction. So, podcast. You have a podcast.
Yes. It's called Origins Podcast.
How did you become a podcaster?
Well, I just really enjoy podcasts and I really wanted some sort of a creative outlet that I could do on a weekly or biweekly basis. Because when you write a novel, I mean, at least a year is going to pass before you can even share it with your early readers to get feedback. So I just wanted something creative to do and to be able to share my research because I love spec fiction. So there's, you know, always some demon or dragon or scary monster in everything I write. And I wanted to kind of take some of those stories that I don't write and just be able to talk about how cool they are. So that's my outlet.
Oh, cool. Definitely. Because, you know, once you get an idea and you start talking to it and you have an audience, you're kind of committed to it at that point. I mean, it's done, it's over, you've got to do something with it.
Yeah. they're asking for it.
Right, exactly. Exactly. So do you're involved in any other things with writing or...
Yeah.
I mean, I teach a monthly class at the local state college as an independent author. I come in and align them with the Com 1, Com 2 series and talk about writing as an author. So that's pretty fun. And then, of course, I go to conferences and I cosplay or I teach. It's just whatever doors open, I pretty much run through them as long as they are around storytelling, whether that's podcasting, cosplaying, or writing a book, I am there.
How do you feel when talking to other writers about writing? That always trips me up. I'm like, what? Well, you know, I'm not that good of a writer.
Yeah, I mean, us writers are the strange beasts. I mean, pretty much we are encouraged to listen to the voices in our head and write down what they tell us. So by default, we are a strange beast. And we get along because of that. And if you're not a writer, you don't really get it. So I love talking to other authors about writing. And in particular, I have a tendency to be the marketing person. So a lot of people want me to come out and talk about branding your business. And you're not an artist. Artists die poor. You are a small business. You're an entrepreneur. And you just open your doors when you publish your books. So how are you going to do it?
Exactly. I was just having a conversation with someone about a writing thing about that. A publicist came in and she was talking. And I was like, I was listening to her. And I was like, I'm sorry. I'm really going to go into your marketing thing right now. I hope you don't mind. But I was sitting there and they were about how they were like, she's like, okay, you're an artist, you've created something. And that's pretty much what she was saying. And it's hard to get attention. And we hope that you sell books, but we'll do our best. We can get your reviews. And I'm like, there's an old brand of being an author and a new brand of being an author. I believe right. They're coined the word authorpreneur because she kept saying, you're not going to make a living from writing. You're not going to be able, to have a business out of writing. And I'm like, no, she's like, only the AA listers do. And I'm like, no, I know a bunch of non-A listers and authors that do. So right. What do you think is the change for that?
I think the accessibility of publishing is the big change. And it's wonderful because it's opened up so many doors to people who have a similar book that can't get published because it's similar, but it's unique enough to be its own book. And I really believe that because of that, there's so many opportunities to publish. But the downside is there's a million books published every year. So there's tremendous competition. So you have to be a business. You have to be a brand. And you have to have, a speaking lineup and podcast. And I have candles. They're called Wick books. And they're story scented to match magical drinks from my books. So you can burn them while you read. Or you can burn them afterwards and go back into the story. And I love that. I love the business building side of this. Entrepreneur.
wait, I forgot to be like, hey y'all.
Yeah,
you got Flask.
Exactly. You're the difference. You are what sells your product because there's a million other authors out there. And why would you go buy my book when you can buy someone like Stephen King or J.K. Rowling? It's me. That's what the product is. So exactly. That's why I love it.
So yeah, when you were saying this, I recently was thinking about, I was like, I think the difference is between, because I got to say, what the writing and critique clubs that I'm in, everyone is over 65 for the most part. I think the youngest person besides Jade and I is 47. Mm-hmm. 47. And someone who's brand new, like 38, is just coming in. And they're thinking about it. So I'm like, right, so this is what authors used to do. It literally is what authors used to do. What authors do now? Authors create a brand. Whereas they're like, you create a platform, you get followers. And I'm like, no, at this point, you create a full-on brand. And then that's how you go along with life. You don't just write books. And so a lot of them are, it's funny because they come up to me and they go, how did you do this? And I'm like, you guys don't understand, it's a full-on brand. But anyway, once again, I'm still ranting. So what advice would you give to a self-published author out there who wants to make money, who wants to be this entrepreneur and brand? What's the first thing they need to know?
The first thing I think is just being persistent and consistent. I do a lot of local events because it's a big world out there. And while I would love to just be selling on Amazon all day long, the truth is most people buy my books face-to-face or at school visits. So you have to find your niche and then sell to it. And there's a lot of people in just my state that haven't met me and a lot of schools I haven't visited yet. So why am I spending hundreds of dollars advertising on online sites or whatnot that aren't producing. So just be consistent, be persistent, and get out of your darn house and meet people. Right, and we're like secluded in our homes, and then it's, you know, who's gonna buy your book unless they knock on your door?
Exactly. I think that's one of the biggest things is like when people look at our page and other people's other authors, they go, how did you do it? And I was like, well, I think every author goes, there's two different personalities. There's the one that writes, and then there's, like, you know, to borrow Beyonce's words, there's a Shasta Fierce, you know?
Yep.
That goes out and hey, I got something to say to you. And as Judy right. Maria said, if you don't believe in your book, I mean, who is going to believe? Who else is going to believe in it? No one else.
That's good advice.
Jamie, you started off the show the way I would have ended the show. So maybe we can wrap back around and do it one more time. Can you tell us about your books and where to find your books?
Absolutely. My books are young adults planted with a supernatural spin. I like all stories that have some sort of element that takes you out of this world. I guess my tagline would be where magic turns ordinary into extraordinary. And my books are, that's me. My books are available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and through my website at thewriteengle.com, which is WriteEngle.com.
Awesome. So Jade isn't here to do this for us, but I'm going to attempt to do it. Here we go. Okay, I'm Winona. Oh my goodness. I just remembered to introduce myself.
Wow. You did it. You said you might forget, and you didn't.
And I'm one of the members of the Anti Thought Ladies. We have written quite a few books. We did 6 in 18 months, but right now I have like 4. Wait, there you go. 1, 2, 3, and number 4. There you go. We also have CDs, Flask, and all that other stuff. And we wanted to remind you guys that wisdom is all around you, and I would normally go, hey, you know, where's the other half of this? But I guess I have to remember the whole thing. So my section is, if you're willing to find it and accepting it. So peace and love, you guys, from Winona, and by spirit, from Jade. Bye-bye.